Locker room chats continue tonight on KNZA, getting you set for the final week of the regular season in high school football. We now talk Royal Valley on the gridiron. We've got the head coach, David Boucher, joining us as he does each and every week. It is presented by Holton Community Hospital and Hoyt Family Medicine. Coach, well, let's start here. Last week at home against Nemaha Central, Thunder get the win 48-27. Let's take and start with the initial thoughts from the game last week against the Thunder.
It was a solid high school football game. It, again, came down to a couple plays here and there. I thought our offense executed about as well as you're gonna see it, and Coach Roy and Coach Lux and all of our offensive staff taking care of business, and gain over 400 yards of total offense is amazing, and you take away some penalties and some things, and but our kids really overcame most of those penalties. We converted a 4th-and-13, and so there's a lot of things that we did really well, and we gave up the one really long play, 70-yard touchdown run by Carter Hike, and just an amazing player, and hopefully we get the chance to play him again here later down the road this season. But what a career that young man has had, and Coach Glasic always puts him in a great position to be successful and takes advantage of all of his players' skill set. It's a quality team that we faced last Friday, and we battled them to the end.
Yeah, I want to talk about the offense and kind of continue there. Even going back to last season, I mean, last season's offense for you guys, it was historically good with some of the numbers that you guys put up. And we've been talking this season, even games that you lost, you felt good about the offense. The yardage was good. You outgained your opponent. You had certain stats that maybe were better than your opposition. But as you mentioned, it's a play here. It's a penalty there. The offense, I have to feel like you feel pretty good about going into this playoff push after this week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it takes time to mesh, and we had enough. It was a combination of new starters, but then also early season injuries up front. And now we're getting healthier, and things are coming together, and we've kind of figured out the combination we needed in our backs, and moving Griffin Compton from quarterback to running back, and having Connor Nolan, the sophomore, come in and start a quarterback in week four. I think that was the biggest move as far as the skill positions go. But they're really, really figuring out the combination and getting healthy at the right time, and I think our offense is in a really good spot. And so our defense, it just keeps playing consistent. We got to get out. I mean, our biggest problem is third down. We're not getting off field on third down, but other than that, our defense is where it needs to be as well.
Real quick, going back to Connor, you mentioned the quarterback move week four. Was that something that was in the works for a while, or was he kind of thrown into the fire like in the snap of a finger? What was that scenario like putting him in there?
Brandon, that was in the works for a long time.
Okay.
Connor had a massive shoulder surgery right after basketball. He didn't want to miss basketball because he's that type of competitor. Just a great kid. We were protecting it. But we thought that this might be a move that we were going to make for a while. And so I'm glad we had the honest quarterback competition. And it Griffin did such a great job last year. A quarterback is like, do you really want to replace a senior starter who did, we broke, like you said, we broke 5 school records on offense last year. 53 years of Royal Valley football, and we broke, 5 state school records. So is that really something we need to do? But we saw the opportunity that I think we really wanted to maximize Griffin's skill set. And, he's 22-mile-an-hour laser time guy. So you can't, keep that. Keep that thoroughbred locked away. So we ended up, Connor's shoulder got healthy, and so we were able to make that move.
Royal Valley football coach David Boucher joining us. They're wrapping up the regular season tomorrow night at Oskaloosa. We'll get his thoughts on that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. A few more minutes here with Royal Valley football coach David Boucher. Our weekly locker room chat is brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Panthers at Oskaloosa tomorrow night to wrap up the regular season. Coach, district play to close things out. Initial thoughts on this Oskaloosa team that you're going to see here tomorrow night? What stands out when you put them on tape?
It's a significantly better team than we saw a year ago. They got weapons on the outside, and the quarterback can scramble and has a little playmaker, like a little wild card ability. can just scramble around and make some plays and throws a good ball. And, you know, they got a running back that can hammer it up inside. And so, yeah, I think they're a significantly different team. They throw the ball a lot more than they did a year ago, and that's going to pose some challenges for us.
Are you more concerned with maybe what they can do with their offense, or maybe more concerned about what they can do on the defensive side?
You know, that's a good question. I think offensively, I think they pose some challenges with their, you know, their mesh concepts and their quick screens and their quick game. You mix that in with the inside run and the Q run. But then also their ability to stretch the field vertically to some of their, I mean, their two outside wide receivers are, you know, about as tall as wide receivers we've seen all season. So they can go up and get a jump ball, and they, you know, the second offensive drive versus Sabetha, you know, they completed a 20-yard pass down the sideline. The kid just, they threw it up to him and he out jumped the corner. I mean, it was good coverage, but just better offense. And so I think that's concerning. Defensively, they're going to load the box and they're going to get after it, and they're going to play aggressive downhill with their linebackers, and the defensive lineman is going to plug gaps, and so that also poses challenges. But I think just their ability to throw the ball deep and mix and match, you know, inside outside stuff, I think is going to pose the biggest problems.
Regardless of the outcome, what do you just want to see from your team as you go into the playoff push next week? What are you trying to get out of this game here tomorrow night?
You know, the main things is, you know, just grow 1% and to attack the process and you know, improve on some things we've talked about already, but third down conversions on offense and then third down stops on defense. You know, I'm just looking at our season stats, and it's kind of wild that we've converted on third down 38.9% of the time, and our opponents have converted on third down 39.4%. That little difference is wild.
Yeah.
Fourth down conversions were 50-50 on our fourth down conversions, and our opponents are 54%. So just slightly, again, 4% better than us. And that's, you know, that's the difference between being 5-2 and 2-5 and where we're sitting right now. That in our tough league, those little things matter. And so, like, I think third down conversions and then third down stops are, I think, huge for us. And, of course, turnovers, we say that every week, but turnovers are massive. So we got to continue to hold on to the ball. We're turning the ball over just a little bit too much. One turnover is too much. But, yeah, so turning the ball over too many times in close games. So we got to make sure we take care of the ball.
There it is. Royal Valley football coach David Boucher joining us to wrap up the regular season this week. Panthers at Oskaloosa. Wrapping things up with the district game tomorrow night. Coach, we always appreciate the time. Good luck this week, and we'll do it again one more time before the playoffs.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.